Welcome, survivors, burnout community, and those just interested. It's Kelly Buchholz, trainer, author, speaker, and your burnout prevention mentor. Burnout is not taboo. It's our reality in this chaotic, fast-paced world. But we're not going to let it drive the narrative to our stories. We're going to do something about it, so let's dig in. I wanted to talk about a leadership model that I've been teaching on for over a decade. It's Team Development by Tuckman. It's been around for over 60 years. But what's interesting about team development is you can break it down to an individual level to help support whatever journey you are on, personal or professional. So I'm going to go through the four phases of team development, the high and low performance, and then I'm going to relate it back to what may be happening in your journey. Now, there's a key factor in this, and it's interesting when I do one-on-one coaching and focus groups, how this doesn't come out until we discuss it as a group over and over and over again, until it clicks, and that's acceptance. Acceptance of the phase that you're in. Out of these four phases, there's good, there's bad, there's struggles, there's triumphs. But choosing to understand where you are over being right is the key. Being right is a survival response. Saying that you are somewhere you think you are, but you're really not, is only doing a disservice to yourself. It's trying to be in control and avoiding failure. There's no progress in that. So accepting where you are through these four phases is going to bring some understanding to stay curious, ask questions on this journey, and continue learning. One side is victimizing and pushing blame outward, blaming others. And the other side, this acceptance, will move you to your next chapter. So let's go through the four phases of team development. The first one is form. You're kind of exploring each other, figuring out how you fit in this new team. There might even be unclear objectives, where people's strengths and skill sets sit. There's poor listening because you're looking out for yourself and where you fit. You might be conforming to expectations put on your leader, not asking a lot of questions. Feelings will be hidden because you haven't gained that trust. It's high risk to express previous experiences and your opinions on the matter with passion. So the first phase of team development is form. The next phase, which is a crucial phase because you can be in here a long time, and it can create destruction or transformation. And that's the storm phase. This is basically where infighting will be happening between members. Fighting will be created out of thin air. It will be slightly chaotic. People will be confused. There's a lack of certainty on where we're going, where we're at, if this is going to fail or succeed. There'll be tension and disagreement. There's going to be a lot of power play games. People's true colors, as they say, come out. The storm phase. This is where production and quality, performance and energy is going to start decreasing on an individual level. So then here we sit at this lowest level of the performance curve. And then you head into the third phase, if you're so lucky to do the work to be there. And the third phase is norm. This is the experimental phase in which you start to establish new goals as a team. Build those strengths to fill in the gaps. Willingness to experiment, be curious, and create an understanding between one another. And there's much better listening in this phase. As you continue on experimenting together, you're going to build that trust, reducing that risk, which helps with communication. It helps with being more innovative, getting your voice and ideas out there, which naturally then the team performs. That's the fourth phase, performs. And that's where you hit maturity in your team. There's flexibility between one another because there is that high trust. There's honesty, genuine honesty. There might be healthy confrontation. The conversations that haven't been happening are now happening because you're better off. There's more creative thinking. And again, lower risk. So between form, storm, norm, and perform, the team will go through a transformational journey in which any point that can be in one phase longer than the other. And of course, if you're in form or storm longer than you're in norm or perform, it will solely be dysfunctional, creating a toxic environment. So now let's take this information, because I see the same transformational journey of high and low energies. And when I work with energy management with different teams, I see these phases come out. Let's take it to an individual level. In form, something is not right. As an individual, you feel misaligned with your energy. Misaligned that every day you go into work or you wake up not excited for the day. Misaligned that when you talk to certain people that you used to enjoy, people you used to hang around, and you don't feel that same joy and energy when you leave those groups, those events, those hangouts. Something doesn't feel right. That's form on an individual level. So then you enter into storm, and this is where you decrease energy. Your performance starts to decrease. This is where things seem chaotic, that you're losing control of your life. You might even have your hands in so many different buckets trying to gain control, but you don't have your hands in the right buckets, which is causing more chaos. There's a lack of uncertainty and fear of failure of trying new things. What if you go down the wrong path? What will happen? You're increasing conflict and disagreements with those close to you, those you once trusted. And you might be doing your own power play games, again, to gain somewhat of a control in your life. This is the lowest energy management point on your journey, storm. People can stay here a very long time. I'm still working with groups in post-COVID recovery to get them to the energy levels close to where they're at, because they've been in storm years. And the longer you are in the storm phase, the harder it is to get out, because now it's a learned behavior. It's a learned helplessness. But if the team is willing, if the individuals are willing, then we start to experiment. That moves you to the norm phase. So as an individual, what are you experimenting with? You keep doing the same actions, getting the same outcomes. If you want different outcomes, we got to start doing different actions. So that means you need to take hold of your time. You need to create new goals that are achievable, doable in this chaotic environment. Understand your lifestyle. If you're running around with kids and kids' sports and your work schedule's hectic, take that into consideration. Build towards where you want to go. You don't just flip a switch. Because guess what? You're also going to have to unlearn what you've been through. You're going to have to accept what happened and move into this next chapter. So what is your willingness to experiment? It can start with a book, a podcast, being around certain people and new groups to get re-energized, trying new things, taking a different route on your commute, trying different foods. There's so much to explore. And are you truly listening during this journey? In the norm phase, in this experimental phase, are you listening to your body? What is your mind telling you? Is it excited to try new things? Is it exhausted and needs rest? Are you fueling your body for this battle? Battle for what's coming, building that resiliency. Battle to recover for what we did to it. That's the stress management. Or how are you feeding that mind, body, and soul so you can keep going on this journey and experimenting? If we can become better listeners on that journey about what's going on with ourselves and those people around us, thoughts start to pass. It's like a form of meditation that you find out what makes you unsafe and what makes you safe. And you'll realize there's not a lot of things in this world, in this modern world, that make you unsafe. The tricks of the brain. So in this experimental phase, this norm phase, play with the new. And trust the process. And if you do, that energy will start to increase. That performance will start to increase. And you'll be so aligned with your external and internal self that you'll see yourself start thriving. that those little things that were bothering you are no longer bothering you. They're bouncing off of that resiliency armor that you're rebuilding. And you move to the perform phase, where you're flexible. You're honest with yourself when you're falling short of your new habits, when you're falling short of the communication and places that you were striving for and working towards. When you've lost that commitment, you're honest with yourself. You have more trust in your mind. You have more trust in what your body is capable of. You feel more creative. Anytime you get space, you start dreaming. You start exploring. You naturally start experimenting. It seems less risky than it did before because you're moving out of survivorship mode. So this team development that's been around for over 60 years is the psychological phases that people go through as their team changes. And you will go through same phases as an individual as you recover from what you went through, you upskill in wherever you're going, and you start to retrust yourself in the process to get to where you want to go.
I know you're not lazy. Most people in burnout are high performers, those serving others before themselves. Don't discount this step today, the action in which you focused on your self-growth. Piecing together the puzzle is half the journey. Rediscovering yourself, energy, and establishing new habits is the other. Do not underestimate the untapped inner strength inside you. Explore more resources on my website to move from zombie mode back to liveliness. See you soon.